Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed. Hopefully everyone's enjoying the new time slot. And we'll see if this works out. We may switch back in the fall. We'll just have to wait and see how this goes. And we're also thinking about adding an additional program on Sundays. So just keep an eye out for that as well. Over the past months, we've been talking about various aspects of getting healed. We've been talking about how in the spirit you don't need any healing because you are already complete and finished and holy and righteous in your spirit, but that our soul is wounded and we believe lies, and that affects both our soul and our physical being, our bodies. And likewise, we also have physical issues. Sometimes they're genetic, sometimes they are from afflictions, something that happens to us, whether we become sick from a bacteria or a virus, or we're in an accident or some kind of injury occurs. In all those areas, we can depend on God for healing. Sometimes he heals us outright, sometimes there are various stages, and sometimes there are hindrances. And we've talked on many occasions on how God uses healing and how important our healing is to God because it's so important to us. So we accept the premise that God wants us to come to him for healing, and that he wants us whole, complete, spirit, soul, and body. And to fall short of that, basically we need permission from God to not accept healing in an area. There may be things he doesn't want to heal in this time frame, whether in our soul or in our body. But we need to hear it from him that now is not the time. We don't want it to become a distraction, but we do want to pursue him for an answer. And again, the reason this is so important to God is because it's so important to us. Emotionally, mentally, behaviorally, and physically, being wounded, carrying these wounds, dealing with these wounds, accommodating our wounds, affects our attitude and our ability to depend on God and to accept from him everything he has for us. So when we think about getting healed and we realize that there is something that we can do, it's not just all about having an expectation that if we are prayed for enough, or if we have enough faith, or if we're anointed with oil, or the right person prays for us, or the right number of people pray for us. God wants to get a lot more personal than that. In many ways, those are just random acts, aren't they? If we just happen to be at the right service, where God is pouring out healing, what happens is very often we are healed of one thing. But if the hindrances, if the misbeliefs are not dealt with, that wound may manifest in another area of our lives. So God wants to get to the root cause. Now, very often, especially when we were talking about afflictions and injuries, you know, you're in a car accident. Now, may have been something you caused, and that's something you can deal with God about. That's pretty obvious. But there may not be a root cause other than in this world we have tribulation. We are not above having accidents just because we're Christians. I ran into somebody at a store not too long ago, and by run into, I mean I passed them in one of the aisles, not with the car. And we were talking about identity theft. And she just mentioned how she didn't care. She had her Social Security number and her driver's license on the checks, and she didn't care who saw it because she knew God was going to protect her from identity theft. And I was just so surprised by that, and I didn't get back to ask her if she thought that only non-Christians had their identities stolen, unbelievers, or if those unbelievers that had their identity stolen didn't have enough faith, or if she'd really thought this whole thing through. And I just didn't get back to... It was such a shocking statement to me. Didn't think about good questions to ask. But that's really has nothing to do with faith, does it? It has more to do with presumption. We are presuming that God's going to look out for us, even though we haven't done the things that God has been trying to deal with us about, and he has arranged the circumstances we find ourselves in to show us where there are areas where we lack dependence and awareness and following through. And so knowing that much of the purpose of our woundedness is to show us areas where we are depending on other sources other than God. And very often, by the time we're wounded, it's because we've been refusing to deal with issues. And in a lot of ways, most of the wounded Christians are in churches. And they stay wounded. And I'm not just organized churches, but house churches and cell groups and Bible studies. But that's not what God intended. Today it seems such a radical idea for an individual to be able to hear God for themselves. It's one thing to operate in the gifts and to be able to hear Him for others. It's a whole other thing to be able to hear Him for yourself because you're in relationship with Him. So as we move forward in learning to get healed, and we recognize that it's a process that we can learn how to do, and that is one of our basic requirements. It's a fundamental learning, teaching, instruction that we must learn in order to rule and reign here on this earth. We don't know what God has for us next. And I think our fascination or acceptance of what has been misrepresented as what the scriptures say about heaven or hell has done us all a great disservice. We feel that we are told that once we die, one way or another, it's finished. So for those of us Christians, when we die, it's we can wipe our brow and just go, phew! And sure, there may be rewards for those who did better or won more souls or whatever, but we're all just going to be sitting around in our homes learning at the feet of Jesus. But there's really no support for that. There's much more support for the promise that we shall be like Him. And how are we to be like Him? But that we learned obedience through the things we suffered. And in all ways He was tempted because He was fully man and yet depended on His Father. These are things we're going to have to learn. And if we don't learn them here, I think whatever's next will continue the process until we learn what we need to learn. Now, one other thing, just thinking about the nature of God. He is, at His core, a giving nature. And part of that giving, at the heart of it, is creativity. He created and separated out humankind to receive what He wanted to give. For us to think, say, you know, people you know, question how long this has been going on, some, you know, 6,000 years, some, you know, 30 billion or whatever. Let's just say it's somewhere in between. When we step back and we're sending these telescopes out into space and we see the vastness of the planets that are out there, and we can hopefully all agree, okay, those were all created by God. They were all His idea. They are all His idea. To think that everything God is doing is all summed up in Earth. I think we need to expand our imagination, our expectations, and even to limit supernatural entities to the angels and demons. I think that's presumptuous too. To make any conclusions based on limited information, often gets us into trouble, doesn't it? If your boss only gives you two pieces of information about the project he wants you to complete, and you have to fill in the rest, at the end, what you present is probably not going to fully satisfy your boss. So it's better to make sure you have all the information you need before you draw conclusions. And we're just not there yet on almost any scale, in almost any area. We just don't have all the information we need to be able to draw conclusions. So what do we do then? We put in perspective the whole healing process. We recognize that learning to get healed now is not just something God wants. It's something we want too. And when we're talking about getting healed, we're talking about being made whole. Our body coming under subjection to our soul, and our soul being rightfully joined to our spirit. It's not about right relationship with God. That's already done. It's right relationship within us. Within our very being. So, we agree with God, which is always a good thing. We agree with Him that we want to be made whole. In your spirit, we know that's true. Your spirit is working right now. Who you truly are is working right now to bring your soul and your body into alignment. So let's just take a couple minutes, well, a little bit of time here, And we're just going to ask the Lord to bring to our minds, bring to the surface of our thoughts, any belief that needs to come into alignment with His truth. So we're just going to do that. We're going to first take authority over interference and then just let the Lord speak to us. So we come against all interference now. You must go now. You must go where Jesus sends you, and you must take with you all your ripple effects, all your scar tissue, all your effects, and you must go now. And for those interferences that have a legal right to be here, you must go to the corner, and you cannot interfere with anything God is doing, and you cannot be released until Jesus Himself releases you. So, Lord, we now ask to bring to the surface any area where what we are believing is hindering your work in us. Any area, Lord, that is keeping us wounded. We give you permission and acknowledgement that you have the right to challenge us to learn how to get healed. So, Lord, we just ask you to bring any thought, emotion, memory, or image to our minds to lead us to where you want to go. So if there's anything that He's brought to the surface, just encourage you to write that down. Or if you're listening to this on a podcast, just pause it and take some time with that. Just, Lord, what do I do with this? What is your truth here? I don't see how this is connected to a wound, Lord. Show me. And follow it through. And then if you need to do this over and over again, until, yes, Lord, okay, Lord, you're not bringing anything to my mind. Are we ready to learn how to get healed? Now, again, sometimes just the Lord correcting our misbeliefs brings us healing. But sometimes it just sets us up to seek healing. Remember, in this life, you will be wounded. You will be rejected. It doesn't matter why. Don't look that you caused this rejection. Now the Lord may say, this is why this is happening. But don't have an expectation that the reason you're a target is because you've failed. Or don't try to draw conclusions at all. Let the Lord provide for you the feedback, the training, the counsel, the wisdom that you need at any given time. He will do that. But recognize that in this world, you will be rejected and wounded. Don't take it personally. Now consider what you're asking for. What difference will it make in your life to be completely healed? Especially if you have a significant need for healing, whether it's in your physical body or in your soul, how will that healing affect your life? Now remind yourself that who you truly are has already agreed with God that it is okay for Him to bring you healing on His terms and in His timing, and that you are already willing to join Him in whatever plans He has for you. But now, step back, and with your mind, with your will, and with your emotions, with your full soul, consciously agree with God that wholeness is His plan for you now. Even if nothing changes, or if you can't tell if He's heard or responded, simply accept that He always hears and responds to everything you say and think and do, and that He accepts your commitment to His plan to bring you healing. Now, as time goes by and we go through some of these exercises, you may want to refer back to these hindrances to help bring to the surface any other misbeliefs that the Lord may want to correct. And just remember, until you are completely made whole, you are in the learning process. So as in the healing process, you might as well learn, as in all other areas, how to cooperate with God now. When we put up roadblocks, when we resist God's plan for us, when we realize we really don't want or think we really don't want to be healed because we like having control over our lives. We like being released from responsibility because of our infirmities, because of we've had such a rough life, or, you know, we were treated so badly, or this terrible thing happened to us. And that gives us a level of control. And we think we don't want to change that. That's when we actually become double-minded. Because it's not God you're at odds with. It's your spirit. And you're never going to be able to hide from your own spirit. Because your spirit knows what's best for you. And that's who you truly are, your spirit, soul, and body. And who you are as a spirit being was rebirthed from God. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And you have everything you need in your spirit for life and godliness. And in your spirit you are already complete. So your spirit is not going to put up with your soul continuing to live its own life. So you're not going to be able to enter into that rest. You're not going to be satisfied kicking against your own spirit. God's not going to let that happen, and you aren't going to let that happen. So, thank you for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. We'll be getting back together again Thursday at 7:30. Have a great day. And again, thanks for tuning in.